You're listening to the Happy Hour Podcast with Dr. Jay Dene. The Happy Hour Podcast is a space for the self-aware, accomplished woman and leader, professionally or personally, to connect, learn, and grow, fueled by her feminine juices. Listen to hear strategies and processes from Dr. Jay Dene and other experts to begin working to live a full and satisfying life while amplifying your leadership effectiveness.
Good morning, Power Up Your Authentic Leader, Dr. Jay Dene. We're going to start a new theme, and the theme is, how is work really? And the word really is the key word here. How is it really? And this conversation today is going to be short and sweet. As leaders, we're typically driven by success, accomplishment, power. It kind of invigorates us. It motivates us. It's a wonderful thing, especially when we're in our sweet spot and we're working it out. We are servicing other people. We're meeting our goals at work. We're productive. We're getting our acknowledgement. All those things are awesome, right? And sometimes it can cloud some other things for us. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. But today, I want to offer you the opportunity to just get some quiet space and some quiet time. Take 5 minutes at least, 20 minutes would be perfect. Have your journal close by. I want you in that quiet space to think about a few things. Now, your quiet space may be in your office right before you leave work. Close the door, have your time. If you have a few minutes before the family will come in, do that. If you can get some space in the house alone, do that. If you need to sit in your car or go to a library, we know it's always quiet at the library. Do that, but get some quiet time. 5 minutes, 20 minutes is optimum. In your quiet space, I want you to think about a few things. I want you to think about what your real thoughts are about work outside of the accomplishment and the power. What are your real thoughts about work? What are your real thoughts about the people that you work with? Are you able to inspire and help people to grow there? Are there people in your workplace who you want to mimic or you admire and they model for you something that you want to become? What are your real thoughts about your daily responsibilities? Be honest, just honest thought, okay? Nobody has to know, just honest thought. Why have you chosen to do this work? Did you choose to do this work or did this work choose you? How do you really feel about going to work every day? And so I'm going to throw a small bit of a personal story in here. When I first started in education, I started as a classroom teacher, fourth grade, and I found that the week that school would open up every year, I was always in the ER. I literally thought that I was going to die. Like no one could tell me that my life wasn't going to be ending in that moment. And I would get to the ER only to find out there is absolutely nothing wrong with me. And the only thing is that I was responding, my body and my mind was responding to going back to work because that was stressful for me. I was always looking forward to meeting my children, meeting the students in my classroom, but there were some other things going on there. So yours may not be that extreme, but how do you really feel about going to work? If I had thought about that for myself at that time, who knows how life could have changed for me. I may even still be in a classroom because I would have had some stuff to address. But I doubt if I would still be in the classroom. But who knows? So I want you to think about how is work for you, really. And anything else that may come up for you in that quiet time, I want you to note it. Just stay in that moment of being with yourself and connecting with yourself and being honest with yourself. And then after that, I just want you to write it down. You can write it in your journal, write it on a piece of paper. You can burn it if you want. I don't care what you do with it. But I just want you to be honest with it. And then I want you to let it be. If you feel like there's something there that you need to address, address it. That you can address, address it. But otherwise, I don't want you to feel stressed out about addressing it. I just want you to open up the space to let that be. All right? So enjoy your quiet time with yourself.
So I want you to keep in mind as we move along that you are on your journey. And I want you to be kind and gentle to yourself along the way. I also want you to stay in touch with me on Instagram at Dr. Jay Dene. And until the next time, take good care of yourself. Bye-bye.